It is time for us to bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Did you get any snow down there?
No, not at all.
All right, we got 3 to 5 inches up here. And my plow guys did not show up at my house this morning, and they did not show up at the radio station this morning.
Fire them bastards.
Nah. This was a sneaky storm. Nobody predicted 3 to 5 inches of snow for up here. It's just one of those things.
Like they're MIA for a while. The check gets MIA for a while.
They're all good guys. Everybody's entitled to a bad day or a bad
start. That entitlement again.
Yeah, all right. So now, the big story of the day.
Let's see if you get this right.
UConn beat South Carolina by almost 30 points.
Wait a minute. Let me go back to sleep.
That's right. South Carolina is now 18-4, and the UConn Huskies are 21-0.
What did I tell you yesterday?
I know. Well, anyways.
No disrespect to Connecticut at all. None. It's just that this is a great comparison, though. You have Connecticut, who's the darlings of everybody, right?
Yeah.
Why does everybody hate the Patriots? Well, they're the same.
No, it's getting. If you watch sports on, if you watch these reporters, on ESPN or Colin Cowherd whatever his name is, they're starting to hate UConn like that. They're starting to hate UConn.
How could you hate anything that's good?
That's consistently good. Yeah,
that's like rooting for the Axis powers in World War II.
No, you're right. You know, you got to get over it. Like the Cowboys had that when they were America's team.
Hey, you know what? If you don't like a good team, then somebody get better and beat them.
Yeah.
Until then, sit in the second seat and shut up.
And watch the parade go by.
Watch greatness.
All right, now.
Be appreciative of it.
All right. Now, I want to do our Super Bowl picks, okay? Now, like I said, I have to do this, and my friends will be very upset at me, but I'm taking New England or Philadelphia.
You're taking New England or Philadelphia?
Over Philadelphia.
Yeah. How could you go against Tom Brady?
You can't.
I mean, you can't. If the WWE envelope says the Eagles win, the Eagles win. But if everything's on the up and up, you got probably the best coach in the history of football with the best quarterback in the history of football. He just got his biggest weapon back yesterday. Gronkowski's cleared to play. How could you go against New England?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And also, how could you go with Philadelphia? You got to hate Philadelphia because of the fans. Not because of the team.
I was put in the most precarious position ever yesterday.
Why?
I was eating lunch in school with a nun who's an Eagles fan.
What does she have? Does she have brass knuckles on
her? I said, sister, no disrespect, but the Philadelphia fans are the worst in the world. I said, there's a lot of people that don't like Philadelphia just because of their fans. I said, I don't know if you know it or not, but Veterans Stadium was the only professional stadium with a jail in the basement. I'm like, don't go on the internet and Google if Eagle fans, because you might be in for a big surprise.
What did she say to you, anything?
Oh, she just laughed. She was pretty cool about it. But that was a tough spot. Normal people would have got, what are you, nuts? But I had to be nice.
She probably says, Philadelphia fans, go to confession, say 3 Hail Marys.
Oof. Hey, you know who needs Hail Marys, don't you?
Who?
The Queen.
Oh, what, the Rangers lost again?
Lost. He got beat like a pinata again.
He's had a bad year.
His save percentage last night was 69%.
Oh, my God.
23 minutes, he gave up 4 goals on 13 shots.
Oh, my God.
Hello. The Rangers got whitewashed. They were the team with the longest rest off the All-Star break, and they come back and play at home and get beat 4-0 by Toronto. Okay, well, when are the changes coming for the Rangers? This record's broke. The needle stuck. It's the same song all the time. The goaltender stinks. You give up too many goals, and so it goes. You got to make a change. We all know the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. The Rangers are 25-21-5 with a mediocre 55 points. They've played 51 games. They got 31 left. I don't see this team even making the playoffs right now.
All right. Now,
like we said years ago when they had Talbot, the year my wife passed away 3 years ago, now's the time to trade Lundqvist. You just saw that Talbot can carry you through, and now is the time to get rid of him while you can get something for him. Well, now you can't get anything for him because of how miserable he plays, and Talbot's playing pretty darn good. He's the goaltender for Edmonton. Edmonton right now is under 500, but they're a better team than the Rangers. So I just don't know what's going on with the Rangers. They have to make some changes. They can't stand Pat. It's a matter of time until those fans start to revolt too.
All right. So now in Las Vegas, the odds are up for where Kirk Cousins will play.
And, right. And it is where?
Leading the odds are the Denver Broncos at 3-2. I would think that might happen.
When did Kirk Cousins become Joe Namath?
New York Jets 2-1. Arizona Cardinals and Cleveland Browns 4-1. I think the Browns are out. I don't think the Buffalo Bills are 9-1. I think the Bills might sneak in there.
Bills won't take them.
They say the Jacksonville Jaguars are 14-1.
I can't understand that.
The Giants are 14-1. I was kidding around the other day. That's not going to happen.
Well, the whole thing with the Giants and the Jaguars is, where's Eli Manning going to play? That's the thing. I still believe he's not going to play for the Giants next year.
Now we have
if he doesn't play for the Giants, he's going to Jacksonville. And if he goes to Jacksonville, Cousins is coming to the Giants.
And we have a bet on that, right, for a Jersey Boy sub, right?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what you got, because I still got that pizza in waiting when I come down next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what I might do is I might, if I win and he stays with the Giants, I might say no to the pizza and two to the Jersey Boys subs, because every time I see their commercials, I think about our bet.
Jersey Mike, not
Jersey
Boys.
Jersey Mike's. That's Jersey Mike's.
Sure, I get you two of them. I get you cheesesteak and whatever else you want.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But anyway, so that's that. Anything else in sports?
Yeah, we got some racing this weekend.
Let's go with it.
Okay. A couple of nice stakes at Gulfstream again this weekend, capped by a three-year-old prep for the Kentucky Derby. It's getting to be that time again. The 10th race is the Forward Gal, 7 furlongs on the main track. This race is for three-year-old fillies. Draws a nice field of 8. The favorite, Miss Momentum, will be the horse to beat in this race, trained by Mark Case. And I think I found the diamond in the rough going to the inside with the horse Sultry. 10-1 morning line, trained by Eddie Keneally. This horse is running some pretty big stakes races, going 2 turns, both at Churchill Downs and the Pocahontas and the Goldenrod. Ran kind of like even, not so good races in there. But if you look closely, sandwiched in between there are some 1-turn sprints going 6.5 and 7 furlongs. And this horse is undefeated going those distances. So undefeated at 1 turn. On the dirt after breaking its maiden, getting 10-1, getting the rail position. I like this horse in this race tomorrow. So 10th race tomorrow, I'm going to go with the 1-horse Sultry to win. I'm going to throw the favorite in the 7-horse Miss Momentum to round out my exacta. Moving on to the 11th race tomorrow is the Dania Beach, a grade 3, 1 mile on the turf. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. 1 is the favorite, Untamed Domain, trained by Graham Motion. This horse runs real big all the time, coming out of 3 stakes, running 2nd in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf at Del Mar last year at 13-1. This train is bred very, very big with Animal Kingdom on the top and a man named Chow on the bottom, who was a good runner in her own right. This horse deserves to be the favorite tomorrow at 8-5, but I'm going to take a shot to try to beat him in this race with the 10-horse Mock Tree. This horse has been running in some nice stakes as well. And last time this horse got blinkers for the first time for Mark Case and lit it up. This horse ran real, real strong last time, got a win, and the blinkers sometimes make these horses turn around, and that's what I'm going with on this horse, because Untamed Domain, who does look like the favorite and deserves to be so, is 8-5, but Mock Tree's 15-1. And even if the Untamed Domain wins, Mock Tree can make the exacta pretty nice at 15-1. So a 6-10-10-6 in the Dania. And then the 3-year-old race of the day draws 11. The Holy Bull, a grade 2, a mile of 16th on the dirt, You heard last week how the outside posts are impossible at Gulfstream. Well, this is the race where that comes into play with these lightly raced three-year-olds. The favorites on the outside, Mississippi at 5-1 at the 11th spot, NG. That's definitely a horse that you're going to toss in this race. I'm going inside and toward the middle. I think the 7-horse Tiz Mischief is about as far outside as you want to be. This horse runs hard every time and deserves to be in the exacta. The 7-horse is 4-1, Tiz Mischief. But I'm dropping down on the inside for my two best. The 2 Free Drop Billy, training very well for the Dale Romans on the inside in the 2-hole. This horse ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Obviously just didn't like Delmar's, never lifted a leg in the race that day at all. Comes back off 2 nice works at Gulfstream for Romans, and at 6-1, all shots go with Luis Saez, who's been riding very, very well at the meet. And the inside horse, Enticed, is trained by Karen McLaughlin, coming off a little bit of a layoff, but won the Kentucky Jockey Cup in November. This horse is bred top and bottom for Derby distance, being by Medaglia d'Oro out of a mineshaft mare. Some nice even works at Palm Meadows, and this horse should give a good account of himself as well. So the 2 horses from the rail, Saving Ground, should trip out. That's the 1 in Enticed. And if you're looking around out of Try, throw the 7 Tiz Mischief in there. So this is the first of the 3 big races down at Gulfstream for the Kentucky Derby, and we'll pay attention and see how it plays out.